Welcome. I'm Coach Kyria, and you are listening to the Mompreneur Muse, a place where moms go to get a life. So today, let's talk about the myth of pampering as a form of self-love. Now, of course, it is nice to pamper yourself. That is something you can do that means you're caring for yourself. And so you can stretch that into feeling like that's self-love. But really, that's a myth. That's relaxation time. That's something that is necessary, but that's not self-love. Self-love is really, truly self-respect. So let's dive into what self-respect really means and the actions you can take that show you that you care about yourself. So one thing that's really important when self-respecting yourself is knowing your values. And of course, we all think we know our values. And, you know, I can tell you from personal experience, I totally thought I knew all of my values and that I could articulate them. But when you ask me, was my career in the past aligned with my values? Some of them weren't at all. Some of them were. And then there's the, are you in alignment with your values and the company you work for? Wow, was that huge? Because then I had to acknowledge what the values were for the company and even my bosses and coworkers. It made a big difference. Now, that word alignment is kind of woo-hoo-ish. So let's just take it out and just go identify your values and live them. Like, stand for your values. So one of my values is integrity. I like when people use integrity. And it doesn't mean that they have to be perfect all the time, but that they acknowledge their imperfections and that in that there is some great gift. One of the companies I worked for, I found out I had a challenge with that. And being that integrity is one of my top five values, it's really my top three values, that was a really important one for me to be in alignment with. And my company was not in alignment with integrity. And my supervisor and my boss both had integrity issues. That became a challenge that I wasn't aware of, and I didn't understand why I was having difficulty connecting with those people until, as it goes, hindsight is 20/20, when I went into helping others assess their values as a life coach, when I was assessing their values with them, and I realized the behaviors that I didn't understand, I didn't like, and I didn't connect with, all showed me what their value was, and that they didn't value integrity in the way I did. And in some cases, not at all. So make sure that you are looking at what your values are and that you are living them every day. Because if you're not living your values, that is where a lot of your struggle is coming from. That is where you face most of your problems. It's being out of alignment with your values. Another way to respect yourself is learning the power of no. No is huge, and it's something that's missed often. And no really is the opportunity for you to say yes to something else, to saying yes to something that's more right for you. And you might not know what that yes is right now, but focusing in on using your no's wisely. And of course, this doesn't mean saying no constantly to your kids, though you feel like it often. It doesn't mean saying no to your boss. You know, again, you might feel like it, but it means thinking about all of the elements that go into that situation that you could say yes or no to. You know, it's about the connection you have with the person, the support you get from them or lack thereof. It's about the reason you automatically want to say yes. It's about your time commitment involved in that yes. It's about what level of energy do you have to bring to the table when you say yes to that opportunity or situation. So think about all of the elements that are involved before you commit to saying yes, because the no might serve you better. And my final suggestion for how to boost your self-love. First, acknowledge all of the awesome things you've done in your life. Seriously, take inventory of what you've done, how far you've come. And I know a lot of you don't like the whole, well, I learned to walk thing. That's really not relevant. Well, you got to start somewhere with the baby steps and grow your ideas of what you've done. So it may sound really lame to look at the literal baby steps that you've taken in life, but all we're doing is just getting the ball rolling. Because if you just think about your adulthood, you're not going to acknowledge everything you've even done in your adult life. So take out a piece of paper and write down everything you've learned. Now, I'm not looking for the things that somebody's patted you on the back about, that somebody's given you a certificate about, but just the things that you've actually learned. Allow yourself that opportunity to acknowledge those little things. Those are successes. Truly, they are. And you have to respect them as what they are so that you can grow your skills in self-love. Now it's time to take those ideas and put them into action. Go out there, live this life. You've only got one and you need to make it count for something, right? We're here for an enjoyment experience and to help the world become a better place. So go out there, love yourself, so you can then teach others how to love themselves too. If you liked this podcast, please share it with a friend. Let them know the Mompreneur Muse is out there helping them get a life too. I'm Coach Kiria. Thanks for listening today. If you would like to connect with me, you can check me out over on Instagram. That's Get A Life TOO over on Instagram. Of course, there's also YouTube where you can connect with me, and that's Get A Life Coach 2 TOO as well. And please drop me a message over on Instagram, over on YouTube, or you can even email me. That is Coach Kiria, K-Y-R-I-A, at gmail.com. Again, that's Coach Kiria at gmail.com. I'd love to talk to you about what you're doing in life and where you want to go. Welcome, I'm Coach Kiria, and you are listening to the Mompreneur Muse, a place where moms go to get a life. So today, let's talk about the myth of pampering as a form of self-love. Now, of course, it is nice to pamper yourself. That is something you can do that means you're caring for yourself. And so you can stretch that into feeling like that's self-love. But really, that's a myth. That's relaxation time. That's something that is necessary, but that's not self-love. Self-love is really, truly self-respect. So let's dive into what self-respect really means and the actions you can take that show you that you care about yourself. So one thing that's really important when self-respecting yourself is knowing your values. And of course, we all think we know our values. And, you know, I can tell you from personal experience, I totally thought I knew all of my values and that I could articulate them. But when you asked me, was my career in the past aligned with my values? Some of them weren't at all. Some of them were. And then there's the, are you in alignment with your values and the company you work for? Wow, was that huge? Because then I had to acknowledge what the values were for the company, and even my bosses and coworkers, made a big difference. Now, that word alignment is kind of woo-hoo-ish, so let's just take it out and just go identify your values and live them. Like, stand for your values. So one of my values is integrity. I like when people use integrity, and it doesn't mean that they have to be perfect all the time, but that they acknowledge their imperfections and that in that there is some great gift. One of the companies I worked for, I found out I had a challenge with that. And being that integrity is one of my top five values, it's really in my top three values. Now it's a really important one for me to be in alignment with. And my company was not in alignment with integrity. And my supervisor and my boss both had integrity issues. That became a challenge that I wasn't aware of, and I didn't understand why I was having difficulty connecting with those people. Until, as it goes, hindsight is 20/20, when I went into helping others assess their values as a life coach, when I was assessing their values with them, and I realized the behaviors that I didn't understand, I didn't like, and I didn't connect with, all showed me what their value was, and that they didn't value integrity in the way I did. And in some cases, not at all. So make sure that you are looking at what your values are and that you are living them every day. Because if you're not living your values, that is where a lot of your struggle is coming from. That is where you face most of your problems. So being out of alignment with your values. Another way to respect yourself is learning the power of no. No is huge, and it's something that's missed often. And no really is the opportunity for you to say yes to something else, to saying yes to something that's more right for you. And you might not know what that yes is right now, but focusing in on using your no's wisely. And of course, this doesn't mean saying no constantly to your kids, though you feel like it often. It doesn't mean saying no to your boss. You know, again, you might feel like it, but it means thinking about all of the elements that go into that situation that you could say yes or no to. You know, it's about the connection you have with the person, the support you get from them or lack thereof. It's about the reason you automatically want to say yes. It's about your time commitment involved in that yes. It's about what level of energy do you have to bring to the table when you say yes to that opportunity or situation. So think about all of the elements that are involved before you commit to saying yes, because the no might serve you better. And my final suggestion for how to boost your self-love. First, acknowledge all of the awesome things you've done in your life. Seriously, take inventory of what you've done, how far you've come. And I know a lot of you don't like the whole, well, I learned to walk thing. That's really not relevant. Well, you got to start somewhere with the baby steps and grow your ideas of what you've done. So it may sound really lame to look at the literal baby steps that you've taken in life, but all we're doing is just getting the ball rolling, Because if you just think about your adulthood, you're not going to acknowledge everything you've even done in your adult life. So take out a piece of paper and write down everything you've learned. Now, I'm not looking for the things that somebody's patted you on the back about, that somebody's given you a certificate about, but just the things that you've actually learned. Allow yourself that opportunity to acknowledge those little things. Those are successes. Truly, they are. And you have to respect them as what they are so that you can grow your skills in self-love. Now it's time to take those ideas and put them into action. Go out there, live this life. You've only got one and you need to make it count for something, right? We're here for an enjoyment experience and to help the world become a better place. So go out there, love yourself so you can then teach others how to love themselves too. If you liked this podcast, please share it with a friend. Let them know the Mompreneur Muse is out there helping them get a life too. I'm Coach Kiria. Thanks for listening today. If you would like to connect with me, you can check me out over on Instagram. That's Get a Life TOO over on Instagram. Of course, there's also YouTube where you can connect with me, and that's Get a Life Coach 2 TOO as well. And please drop me a message over on Instagram, over on YouTube, or you can even email me. That is Coach Kiria, K-Y-R-I-A, at gmail.com. Again, that's Coach Kiria at gmail.com. I'd love to talk to you about what you're doing in life and where you want to go.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.